I want to read tonight just briefly in the Acts of the Apostles and chapter 13, and it's part of a message of a sermon, as it were, that Paul preached. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. And if you just look down the chapter to verse 38. Acts chapter 13 and verse 38. We read these words: "Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses." Now that's all we want to read tonight. And we know that God will bless his word. Now for some who may have been with us on previous nights, we've been thinking on some of those great things that are related to the gospel itself. And one evening we thought about the word converted and how that we need to be converted. We thought another night about the word saved and so on. This evening I just want to speak to you for a little while upon that great word, forgiveness. Now we have read this word here in Acts chapter 13, words that Paul proclaimed that day so long ago when he said, through this man, and he's speaking about the Lord Jesus, he says, through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. I just want you to think about that tonight for a little while. The forgiveness of sins. You see, it is something that our Bible makes very clear that all of us can know and experience the forgiveness of sins. The truth is that when we come to the Bible, the Word of God, we are reminded of the fact that, first of all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, you may ask the question, but why do we need the forgiveness of sins? Well, I'm sure tonight you know that heaven is a place where there is no sin. Heaven is a place where there's absolutely nothing that is wrong, nothing in any shape or form of sin. It's a holy place. It's a perfect place. So if you or I are going to be in heaven, which I'm sure you want to be and would like to be, then we need to know our sins forgiven. And that's the message here, where Paul says that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. So the reality is tonight that first of all, forgiveness can be found. You know, the fact is this, that all of us have got sin. And all of us are sinners before God. And all of us have sin. And that's a reality. And that's something, you know, that you or I cannot do away with or somehow get rid of in ourselves. But the message of the gospel tells us that our sins can be forgiven. That the very thing, you see, that would keep us out of heaven can all be taken away. Because there's not one sin that will ever be in heaven. Not even one sin. In the book of the Revelation we read that there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, meaning whatsoever work of abomination or maketh a lie. So there's no sin in heaven. But the wonderful thing is that sinners forgiven can be in heaven. Now the truth is tonight that I am a forgiven sinner. It doesn't mean that I'm any better than anybody else. That's not the thought at all. The fact is this, that all of us stand before God on the same platform, the same level. We all stand guilty. But you know, there are some in this meeting tonight, and in their life they have experienced the forgiveness of sins through faith in Christ. And they're saved sinners. forgiven sinners. And the fact is, that's all I'll ever be. Only a sinner saved by grace. So forgiveness tonight, the good news is, forgiveness can be found. Now it's not found in a religion. It's not found in some creed or some ceremony. It's not found in baptism or confirmation or a whole lot of different types of rites and religious rules and ceremony. It's not found there, you see. Forgiveness of sins is found in a person. This man, the Lord Jesus. There's a story that's recorded in Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, of a man that was brought to the Lord Jesus lying on a stretcher. Four men carried him. And when they got to the door of the house where the Lord Jesus was inside, they couldn't get in through the front door because the house was crowded with people until they were right outside on the street. But these four men took the man onto the roof on the stretcher, and they took the tiles of the roof and they let the man right down to where the Lord Jesus was in the house. And the Lord Jesus said to this man, listen to what he said. He said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." And you know something? The people that heard that, my, they started to think in their minds, who can forgive sins but God only? They didn't realize that the one who was standing there was none less than God himself, God incarnate, Emmanuel, God with us, and that he was the one and the only one who was able to forgive sins, and he still is tonight. So forgiveness is not found in some religious means or ceremony. Forgiveness is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can forgive sin. So, number one, it can be found. The great thing about this forgiveness of sins, you see, it's a forgiveness that is full. By that I mean, every sin can be forgiven. By that I mean tonight that there is nothing. All can be wiped away. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. You know, there's a little verse in the Psalms and it says this, "Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." You know, sometimes people may say, "But you don't know my life. You don't know my past. You don't know the things that I have done. You don't know the bad things that I have done." The fact is this tonight, I don't know and I don't need to know, but God knows them all. And I'll tell you more than that tonight. Not only does God know them all, but the blood of Christ is able to cleanse them all, is able to clear them all. Here is a forgiveness that is full. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." What a message tonight. You know, it's a great thing this evening to know in your heart that your sins are gone. Not because of anything that you could do. It doesn't come about through paying or through penance or through prayers. You know, there's a mountain in Ireland where people visit every year. A mountain called Crowpatrick in the south of Ireland. And you know, people climb that mountain in their bare feet, sometimes on their hands and knees, over rocks and all types of difficult terrain. And the whole idea is that somehow, by climbing that mountain, they would try somehow and get rid of their sins. Imagine. I want to tell you tonight that there's already been a man that's climbed the mountain. There's already been one, and he went up another mountain a hill called Calvary, the Lord Jesus, and there he died for our sins. The Bible says that Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. The fact is tonight, you can never get rid of your sins. You can never do away with them in yourself. But the Lord Jesus, forgiveness can be found in him. And it's a forgiveness that is full. All my sins, the poet said, listen to these words. He said, all my sins were laid upon him. Jesus bore them on the tree. God, who knew them, laid them on him. And believing, I am free. You know, this evening, the message of the gospel is simply this. That although we have sinned and we are lost and we are guilty, yet God has given his own Son to die for us and to die for our sins, to die that our sins might be gone, might be forgiven, might be blotted out. But you've got to accept it. Now then, very quickly, forgiveness can be found in Christ. A forgiveness that is full. A forgiveness, you know, that the Bible speaks about, that is frank. You know, the Lord Jesus told the story of two debtors. There was this creditor, and there was two debtors, and there was one owed 500 pence, and there was one owed 50 pence. Now you can see the difference. Of course, one person's debt was 10 times greater than the other. 500 pence and 50 pence. And when both of those men could not pay, they had nothing to pay their debt with. The Bible says that the man to whom they owed the debt, he frankly forgave them both. In other words, he forgave them without hesitation, without reservation. I'm sure we'd all agree tonight that sometimes human nature finds it hard to forgive. And you know, people sometimes, they maybe find it very hard to forgive someone else. That person did that to me, said that about me, and took that from me. And you know, people maybe find it hard to forgive. You know, tonight, the Bible tells us that God loves to forgive. Isn't that amazing? Just the opposite of us. We find it maybe hard to forgive, difficult to forgive. But God loves to forgive. And the Bible says that he will abundantly pardon. The Bible says about God that he delighteth in mercy. And so those two men who owed those debts, my, they were forgiven frankly and freely without any hesitation. You know, sometimes people may maybe forgive somebody or say they do, and maybe afterward they maybe regret it, you know. You know, sometimes it maybe hurts a person's pride or their ego. But God is a God of forgiveness. We sang that hymn tonight, who is a pardoning God like me? Or who is grace so rich and free? Now then, forgiveness, very briefly, can be found. A forgiveness that is full. A forgiveness that is frank. A forgiveness that is free.
is not good to me. You see, you don't have to pay for this. It's not something, my, that you have to save up somehow to buy it. The great message of the gospel is that the Lord Jesus has already paid the price. You see, the debt of sin that was against us, the debt, my, that we owed, and that we ourselves could never pay, and you couldn't pay my debt, and I couldn't pay your debt, because I'm a sinner just like you are. But there was one who did pay our debt. And you see, the one that paid the debt of sin, he had no sin. He was the only person that ever lived in this world. And there was no spot, no sin, no stain in him. He was absolutely pure and perfect. Now, there's just nobody else. And there never will be a person like that again. He is absolutely unique and different from all others. He is the sinless, spotless Son of God. And that's why he was able to pay my debt upon the cross. And the debt that was against me, that I was owing and that I could never pay, that he paid it for me. You see, he took my place and he died for me. That's the wonder of it. He was on the cross because of sin, but it wasn't his sin, for he had no sin. It was my sin. It was because of me. You know, it's a great thing when young people, men and women, come to see and realize that I'm the sinner that Christ died for. I'm the one that he was on the cross for. He died for me. Here's a forgiveness tonight that is free. It's without money and it's without price. The forgiveness of sins. I wonder tonight, have you known, have you experienced the forgiveness of sins? Because that's what the message that Paul said. He says, through this man, he says, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. But then let me tell you this, just very quickly. The forgiveness of sins. But there's the format for forgiveness. You see, what's that? It's just this. Forgiveness is granted when the sinner is repentant. We've got to repent, you see. We've got to be prepared to turn away from our sin. You know, when Peter, that great early apostle, preached on the day of Pentecost to the thousands of people that were gathered, and when they heard him preach, the Bible says about that crowd of people that they were pricked in their hearts. And then they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Do you know what Peter said? He said, repent, he said, and be baptized, he says, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, he says, for the remission of sins. In other words, to know forgiveness, we've got to repent. Repentance. God forgives the person who is willing to repent of their sin. You see, there's no such thing or idea as me holding on to my sin and somehow just going on doing the same wrong things. No. Forgiveness means that on your part, that there has to be repentance, that you're prepared to turn away from your sin, and the very thing you see that you love, that now you turn away from, and you don't want it anymore, because you've turned to Christ. And that's very important. It's not just only a message of come to Jesus. Far deeper than that. It's a message that I've got to realize that I'm a sinner and God hates my sin and in my sins I can never be in heaven and in my sins really I'll be lost and in hell. But if I'm prepared to come and repent, listen, turn to the Lord Jesus, the one that died for me on the cross, and be able to say like a man one day he prayed, he said, God, he says, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, God will forgive. The blood of Christ will cleanse from every sin. Just give me one or two more minutes. Forgiveness can be found. That's the first great thing. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgiveness that is full. That means all your sins can be gone. A forgiveness that is free. That he will without hesitation forgive. A forgiveness that is free. You don't need money. You don't need silver. You don't need gold. A forgiveness, the format for it is that there has to be repentance in your heart and soul. Then we, the last one. Forgiveness can be forfeited. I want to tell you a story that happened in America in the year 1830, when the president of America at that time was a man called Andrew Jackson. And that year, the year 1830, there was a man called George Wilson who was condemned to death. And he was going to be taken up and executed, capital punishment. But there was a lot of people that felt that he wasn't guilty. And that he shouldn't die. And so they got a petition, and there was thousands of names that were signed on this petition that this man, George Wilson, who was condemned to death, that he would be pardoned, that he would be freed. And the people that wanted him free and pardoned, they gathered thousands of names until this petition finally reached the White House, the President, Andrew Jackson. And the President of America, he wrote out a pardon with his own hand for George Wilson. That pardon was taken to the prison where George Wilson awaited execution. It was brought to him. But the reason why I tell you the story is this. The amazing thing is this. He wouldn't receive it. He actually refused a pardon. And the governor of the prison had to turn away with that pardon. What happened? George Wilson was executed on the day that had been already arranged. Why? Because he refused the pardon. Imagine that. You say, how ridiculous. Could anybody be so silly? So stupid, in a sense, to do a thing like that? To refuse the pardon? Let me say this. There's people do this all the time. That's the truth to me. The pardon has been bought at the cross. And the pardon is refused by so many. You're not saved tonight. You're still in your sins. Yet God has loved you and Christ has died for you. And there's a pardon for you tonight. Why will you not receive it? Why do you refuse it? Pardon for sins of deepest dye. Now, listen to me. Don't die in your sins. If you die with your sins unforgiven and die unsaved, you can never be in heaven. But Christ purchased the pardon on the cross. And when you come to him in repentance and in sincerity to trust him, he'll forgive your transgression. He'll pardon you. He'll save you. Through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. John, Lord, we thank thee for the attention that has been given to thy word to me. Thank thee for the listening ear. And we just pray that the hearts of all might be stirred at these eternal things. That every one tonight might realize that the forgiveness of sin and the cleansing from sin they can experience when they come in repentance to trust Christ, the one who died for them on the cross. We just pray tonight that someone might be saved, that someone might really know their sins forgiven and be sure of heaven. We pray thy blessing, men, and grant that all will be taken home safely. As we part in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless his word to your heart tonight. And if not saved, you would long to know that you might take these things serious and make sure that Christ is your Savior.
Thank you.